If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. We go to Las Vegas for good news, very good news. Jeff, a very good evening to you. I understand the drive to Las Vegas from Southern California just got more challenging because of lane closing or signs going up. What's happening? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. As they work to bring this new high-speed rail, the privately funded one, online from the Los Angeles area to Las Vegas, they're having to do work on various parts of the freeway between the two areas. Mostly right now we're talking about in the Las Vegas and state line areas. So that's going to be causing some traffic issues in a city, in a metro area that's already plagued by traffic issues, being Las Vegas. But the idea is by bringing this train in, you'll cut down on some of the traffic, certainly some of the big weekend traffic that makes a mess when you get to Vegas. And a lot of people in Vegas are hoping that this kind of heralds the change in the way they look at transit there with other rapid transit means through around the city, whether it's monorails or the Boring Company tubes under the city or such. But they're hoping this is just kind of the start of things.
What is a drive from Southern California to Las Vegas need? How many hours?
You're talking about 4 hours, basically, from you know, where we are, sometimes a little more, sometimes from other parts of Southern California, maybe 5 hours or so. But it's pretty easy. You know, we do 2 hours. We get out near Eddie World, which you and I have talked about many times, which is a big, you know, stop on the way, gas station, convenience store area. And then it's on to Vegas. It's a fairly easy drive, especially if you're with good company.
From Las Vegas, we go to the Palisades and the rebuild, question mark. There's news, Jeff, that the city has a plan that's circulating for, I've written it down because I can never remember, high-density, affordable housing. What does that mean?
So what we're talking about is, you know, Palisades, for the most part, with Pacific Palisades, established for well over 100 years. And you had a lot of small, you know, smaller homes, ranch-style homes. You do have some bigger estate homes. But really, you're not talking about places that are over three stories. Usually, there are two stories or one. And, it, you know, it's a place with trees and nice hillsides, very bucolic around there. But what they're doing is they're talking about bringing in multi-story structures, some maybe around 7 or 8 stories tall, very dense housing. You know, the word housing projects comes to mind because it's long been a dream of people in Sacramento and downtown L.A. to, you know, make the Palisades and other communities like it more reflect the rest of Los Angeles. So that's why they're going to do low-cost housing. And it has the people in Pacific Palisades quite angry because the plan is, you know, for people to come in, including the government, and buy these burned out lots for pennies on the dollar and then have these projects, either sell them to them, you know, use it for themselves or go ahead and sell it to buddy developers who erect these monstrosities is what they're being called. But they're not only talking about it there kind of in the city core, but also down along Pacific Coast Highway at Sunset Boulevard and Pacific Coast Highway, which is a iconic area along the coast there. It's where the famous Sunset Boulevard empties out to the Pacific. And they're going to put in a multi-story structure there, a big transit hub where we'll have buses and rideshare and taxis and others coming in and bringing people into the city. And so there's a lot of concern that, oh, no, we're going to get another Port Authority type building here where you have a lot of traffic, a lot of pollution, a lot of people, and, you know, the crime that comes with all that. So the Pacific Palisades folks are very, very unhappy with this right now. You know, they have all this development coming in, being shoved down their throats, as they're saying, by state and local government. And yet they're not being able to build their homes, get the permits they need for their residents, which burned in the fires.
Yes. And I wanted to understand the Pacific Palisades then are accepting the fact that they're going to be reorganized entirely by Los Angeles, that the mayor's office has a vision that's not theirs? Is that the argument?
That's what they're accusing them of. They are not happy with this. You see larger and larger turnouts each time as they become more and more angry about the lack of progress on their own permitting and building, and then what the city and the state are proposing to bring in there. They're saying, you're going to change what this community was about. Just because it burned does not mean it goes away forever. But like I said, some of those bureaucrats have a different vision for it.
The homeless, three different locations, Malibu, north of the Palisades, Sacramento, and Encino. Let's begin with Malibu. What is the concern?
The concern is fires, and it's a valid concern. I've seen it myself with my own eyes. You have people who are transients moving through there or staying for extended periods in encampments. And when they do that, they often have fires for warming or cooking. And sometimes those get out of hand, and that's how you get brush fires. It's happened in other areas. It's happened in Malibu before. And right now, people are so gun-shy that live in these enclaves along the coast saying, you know, we can't afford to have another fire like we did last time or the one we had last fall. And so they're asking for, police to move people out of the city and say, you know, the transients out of the city and say, look, you can't camp here anymore. It's too dangerous.
And Rick Caruso was walking through this general area and seemed surprised by how long the encampment had been there. Was this not advertised before now? In other words, did it go unnoticed because it's not downtown?
Well, the one you're talking about is in Encino, in a place called the Sepulveda Basin Recreation Area. And it's a rather large area that has all kinds of playing fields, picnic areas, hiking trails. But it's been a very convenient stop for homeless and setting up encampments. And they respond to fire calls there every day, sometimes several times a day. And some of those have gotten out of hand and burned large parts of the recreation area. This is large. I mean, it dwarfs Central Park. It's massive. And so there are a lot of places for homeless to set up encampments. Now, people have known about this. Ask any fireman in L.A. or anybody that lives in the valley. They know about the encampments. But right now, it's very popular for politicians or people who want to run for office like Caruso to show that they're aware of what's going on and they want to make changes.
The mayor of Sacramento has a homeless plan. What is it, Jeff?
Well, he wants to increase the sales for real estate transfer taxes. Right now, typically when you sell a house that is valued at $500,000, which most of them are much more than that in Sacramento these days, the city gets about $1,300, $1,400 in taxes. And he wants to raise that quite a bit. Now, he hasn't given the exact amount, but, you know, this is this approach we're seeing taken not just in L.A. and Sacramento, but in places, other big cities in California, as well as across the country. Let's go after the rich people. There are not a lot of them. We have more votes. We have more way to get money from them, and they've got money.
Copper. This story is hard to believe, but there it is. Copper is vital for the build-out of the digital universe, also for the vision that Los Angeles has of a world without fossil fuel. There are charging stations all over Los Angeles, I understand, unlike here in the East, and they have copper in them. And what's happening, Jeff?
It's being ripped out by mostly homeless people who then take that copper wiring and they sell it to, you know, metal recycling, metal processing plants. Of course, they get pennies on the dollar for what it's really worth. But what this is doing is really hamstringing efforts by Los Angeles and by the state of California to head toward that, you know, that zero emissions goal. Because if there's nowhere to power up your car to, you know, get the juice in the battery, that makes it, you know, it's worthless. So this is an increasing problem we're seeing throughout Los Angeles. The copper thieves now know
right. These
charging stations are everywhere.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant compliant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code BALANCE at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code BALANCE. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.